Section 4. You will hear a lecture on the illness tuberculosis. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40.
Pause the recording for 1 minute.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Hello there. Can I have your attention, please? We've got a lot to cover today and we need to get started. If you recall, last week we discussed the AIDS epidemic and its effect on healthcare systems in the countries with the highest incidence. Well, today I'm going to speak about another significant disease that is rather closely associated with the AIDS epidemic, tuberculosis. In the UK, active tuberculosis, otherwise known as TB, was common in the 19th century, the old consumption of romantic novels. Since then, better living conditions, better nutrition, immunisation and effective treatments in the 20th century have all combined to make TB uncommon in the UK today. However, TB is still common in developing countries and parts of Eastern Europe. It causes more deaths worldwide than any other infectious disease, about 3 million per year. This is a tragic statistic, since TB is now generally a curable disease. Overall, one-third of the world's population is currently infected with the bacteria that cause TB. However, people infected with TB bacilli will not necessarily become sick with the disease. The immune system walls off the TB bacilli, which, protected by a thick waxy coat, can lie dormant for years. It's estimated that 5 to 10% of people who are infected with TB bacilli but who are not infected with HIV become sick or infectious at some time during their life. Left untreated, each person with active TB disease will infect on average between 10 and 15 people every year. There are certain risk factors that make certain people more likely to become ill with TB. When people's immune systems are weakened, their chances of becoming sick are greater. For example, due to HIV infection, immune-suppressing treatment, or alcohol or drug addiction. Age is also a factor, with babies, young children, and the elderly being most susceptible. In addition, poor nutrition and lack of vitamin D are linked to TB. Finally, TB is more common in certain environments, such as among homeless people, among prisoners, in large cities, and in more impoverished areas. Until 50 years ago, there were no medicines to cure TB. Finding medicines to cure TB was a tremendous breakthrough. But now, strains that are resistant to a single drug have been documented in every country surveyed. What's more, strains of TB resistant to all major anti-TB drugs have emerged. Drug-resistant TB is caused by inconsistent or partial treatment, when patients do not take all their medicines regularly for the required period, because they start to feel better, because doctors and health workers prescribe the wrong treatment regimens, or because the drug supply is unreliable. A particularly dangerous form of drug-resistant TB is multidrug-resistant TB, abbreviated as MDR-TB, which is defined as the disease caused by TB bacilli resistant to at least the two most powerful anti-TB drugs. Rates of MDR-TB are high in some countries, especially in the former Soviet Union, and threaten TB control efforts. While drug-resistant TB is generally treatable, it requires extensive chemotherapy, up to 2 years of treatment, with second-line anti-TB drugs. These second-line drugs are more costly than first-line drugs and produce adverse drug reactions that are more severe, though still manageable. The recent emergence of extensively drug-resistant TB, called XDR-TB, particularly in settings where many TB patients are also infected with HIV, poses a serious threat to TB control. and confirms the urgent need to strengthen basic TB control and to apply the new WHO guidelines for the management of drug-resistant TB.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.